Amen. You're blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing. Thank you as you press in. Everything leaves. And joy restores, returns, and brings anew. There are things that are happening so quickly and so rapidly that it's very difficult to keep up. Worldly, politically, but behind it all is demonically. You know, I saw an individual, people, in separate cages. And the bars, when I saw the bars were almost alive. They were holding them in there. And I said, what are these bars? And the Spirit said, those are bars of fear. It enslaves my people, fear. And he said to me, there are realities of fear that people don't get. There's realities of fear. Fear comes in multiple ways and multiple realities. Remember that we were born in deception. We were born in darkness. And the powers of darkness utilize, manipulate, control humanity by fear. But there are different levels of fear. And in these realities of fear, you have fear of the past. Amen? And what fear of the past is associated with memories. You have fear of the present. Things that repeat themselves and recycle. So you're afraid of it's going to recycle and you're going to redo again. And there's fear of the future where people are afraid of the unknown. So we have past, present, and future fears. These are realities of fear. And in these realities of fear, we've got to become, it must be more realistic to you and me. We must be more sensitive that fear is behind us, fear is behind us, fear is behind us. You know, we all fall into the area of a certain level of fear or a certain reality of fear. Fear of loss. Fear of not accomplishing, fear of even people have a life of fear pleasing God, but it's the wrong fear. There's a reverence of pleasing Him. Amen. In this fear, fear must always be exposed in whatever reality it is. And it must be dealt with. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. And he writes, and he writes this to remind him. He says, therefore I what? Remind you to what? Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. What is the gift of God that was given to them? Tongues. Does everybody understand it? The Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues. So he's saying, stir yourself up, reign in the Spirit. Doesn't the Bible tell us that? For God has not given us a what? Spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. But power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel and according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. So you and I are to stir up. Stir yourself up to overcome fear. Now, fear is used to block or mislead or misdirect the believers. The believer's will and purpose. Why? Because what's your purpose? Reaching humanity with the life of the saving testimony of Jesus Christ. We're called to reach humanity. But see, so, there's many people that fear you. God, the powers of darkness use fear to block us from doing these things. Or they misdirect us. You know, the power of fear is real. It's real. And it manipulates individuals every single day. Every day. Amen? People have phobias. I've talked to many people. I can't go in that elevator. Why not? It's 14 floors down. You going to do stairs? I mean, I don't mind doing them, but praise God. I'd rather do them up than take the elevator down. I can't even get in. People are afraid of flying. I mean, in airplanes, okay? People are afraid of heights, water, all kinds of fears. There are fears that are inherited, and people don't realize it. Something that happened in your past, a trauma, whatever, all of these fears. There's two keys that ignite a false reality in a person's life. And moves individuals out of position. It is the key of deception and the key of fear. What does it do? It ignites a false reality. When these spirits are released from their holding cells, which they are in a holding cell. See, believers bind, blind, mute, and deaf, that puts them in a holding cell. But these spirits are released. Individuals release these spirits from their holding cells because of the things they do, what they agree with. When these spirits, fear, are released from their holding cells, they enter boundaries of humanity to entice, to manipulate, and control. What do they control? Purpose. Purpose. They control destiny. Where you and I were predestined for certain things. If you continue to associate with fear, it's going to move you right out of that predestined purpose. We are to be independent on God. Amen? But fear wants to put people dependent on worldly antichrist agendas and governments. The spirit of fear, the presence of fear, its presence is crippling the emotional state of humanity. It's bringing many people into a false reality. This spirit is a protector to the pride of flesh. It is a protector to self, known as Satan's offspring. There are areas where people are self-inflicted fears. Fear of loss, fear of exposure, fear of lack, fear of all kinds of things they fear. Oh, I fear this. How many times people you hear people say, oh, I fear this. Why do you fear that? There's self-infliction. What you speak is what you what? Eat. What you eat is what you become. People bring their own phobias on themselves, their own fears. There must be an understanding that there are realities of fear, and it must become very real because the enemy is using it all over the world right now. Fear of war. I mean, look what they're promoting, war. Fear of the end of something. How many times fear of death? People fear death. Look at, nobody wants to die, I hope. It's a good day to die, though. Amen. But we shouldn't fear the area of leaving this place. We should look forward to it. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you he made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world. That was under the deception and fear which created a false reality to us. According to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Wow. The prince of power of air uses the spirit of fear to blind individuals. Blinds them to the truth while promoting desires of the flesh and rebellion to the way of Christ. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts and minds, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. Again, the prince of power error uses this spirit of fear to blind individuals, to blind them to the truth, while promotes the desires of the flesh and rebellion towards the ways of God, ways of Christ. Proverbs 2 verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the what? The fear of the Lord. So, God's wisdom and understand his wisdom and understanding or discernment will bring me and you to a place of understanding the fear of the Lord. Now, you can't understand the fear of the Lord without being filled with the Spirit of God. You must be born of the Spirit of God. And the fear of the Lord is a place of reverence, honor, and respect. And you know what pleases him. You know what displeases him. Now look at, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. That's who he is. For the Lord gives wisdom. What's wisdom do? Tells you what to do. In his mouth come knowledge and what? Understanding, which what? Tells you how to do it. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Again, the reverence of God is associated with righteousness and justice too, because that's his character, isn't it? Amen? We must be born of the Spirit of the Lord to understand the fear of the Lord by understanding his ways and his purpose. But again, remember, fear loves to block. It block. We talked about worst first thinking before. You know, you get a cold, you think you're dying of cancer. You get a headache and you got tumors. Remember, fear loves to exaggerate. Because once you agree with it, oh, no, then people go to Google and look for their symptoms. I must have this. Proverbs 9, verse 10, please. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be what? Multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you will bear it alone. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It will multiply your days of life. The fear of the Lord. Why? Because in his presence is reverence, honor, and respect. Did you ever notice that after you praise and worship, you become more sensitive to God? You reverence Him more. You go along the rest of the day. And then it begins to wear off. That's why I need to come back and worship again. Believe me, you miss worship, you know it. You miss it again, everybody else knows it. Hallelujah. Proverbs 8, verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to what? Is to what? So you'll know whether you're walking in the fear of the Lord, to reverence, honor, and respect Him in His presence, as if you hate evil. If you don't hate evil, there's something wrong with it. Here's the next thing. You should hate what? Pride. Pride. Not feed it, but hate it. Arrogance in every evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. And sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will what? Will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silvers. Wow. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit what? Wealth. That I may fill their treasures. Wow. Love what? Wisdom. Wisdom. We're to hate evil. James chapter 3 and verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. So what is this wisdom promoting? Fear. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Again, this wisdom is from beneath, not from above. It's worldly wisdom, and it promotes fear. You know, remember, that's where you've always heard you must be someone. It puts fear in you. You're not someone. We are predestined. We already are chosen. We don't have to prove that we're someone. Amen? Remember, fear protects pride. Pride protects what? Self, which is the offspring of Satan. It's the flesh. This fear, the fear of demonic fear, hinders the wisdom of God, His Word. When we choose the wisdom of the world, see, people reason so much and don't see things through. Remember, reasoning is a guillotine of faith. In Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are what? Riches and honor and life. Riches, honor, and life. Now, again, in this reverence and honor and respect to the Lord and respecting His presence, to know Him is a great rich. It's the riches. To know Him. To know Him is a great honor. And to know Him, you will sustain life. And that's called healing. Because if you're dying of a disease, that's not life. Hello? Jesus came to bring us life, and life what? Abundantly. Humility and the fear of the Lord. This fear or reverence of God, the fear of the Lord, is supernatural. It's not of this reality. It's from another reality, a true reality, eternal reality. It's from the throne of God. It's called the reverence, honor, and respect. When angels show up, they bring the presence of God, and the fear of the Lord comes with them. Again, this fear is supernatural. It's not natural. And you can't carry the fear of the Lord without being filled with the presence of God. Amen. This fear of the Lord, when entered into this reality, amen, was to expose and release those who have been taken captive by the spirit of fear. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. How's the Lord going to be at hand if you're not walking in the fear or reverence of God? That's called walking in the Spirit. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. That's called emotional fear. Now, fear is an emotion, but there's an area where fear has gripped a person's soul. And now they're anxious for everything. They want to know how, when, where. They want it now, this, that, whatever. They question everything. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God and the peace of God. So they don't carry peace, which surpasses all understanding. They got to figure it all out. Well, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, this is emotional fear. It's anxiousness. It's anxiety. It's stress that brings confusion. How about the fear of unknown? Now, don't get me wrong, because there are certain areas where there's protective fear. In other words, heat, fire, storms, you know, you protect yourself. Well, but it's not a fear. It's a warning fear. Amen. It's not a tormenting fear like when we used to stay up and watch Fright Night. That's called self-inflicted fears. All those horror flicks we used to watch. Amen. Thought they were cool. Yeah. Well, we watched them from underneath the couch. Look at what dope does you. Man, people take that hit of crack and they can hear doors shut at the airport. So much fear. You got 50 people underneath one couch. And the dope man shows up and you tell someone, you go get it. No, you go get it. Everybody's afraid. That's what the enemy does, and it brings people to a, it's a total different reality then. An addict is a total different reality. Addiction is a total, no matter what addiction it is, fear. It brings a person in a different reality. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. Now, this is not the love of the world. It's the love of God's presence. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in this love. There's no fear in his presence. There's reverence in his presence. But perfect love casts out fear. All kinds of fear. Exposing all the realities of it. Because fear involves what? Torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love or in God's presence. We love him because he what? First love. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he say he loves God whom he's not seen? And this is a commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother. Again, there's a righteous fear which warns. Amen. So we're aware of things. It makes us aware. The Bible says be sober, amen, and be consistent. So there is a righteous fear. It's a respect of things around us, especially when you're driving. If you're on a motorcycle, believe me, you look at everything that can happen possibly. It's a reverence of being on the road because some person cannot hear you and come right in your lane. That's why I try to make the bike as loud as possible and as fast as possible. Psalm 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the what? Man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Well, what does the counsel of the ungodly always bring? Fear. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the what? The law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates, or he focuses day and night. He's standing on God's words and promises. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does will what? He's going to prosper because he's standing strong. He's not being manipulated by fear. Amen? The ungodly are not so because they're manipulated by fear, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why? Because they're always trying to protect themselves with lies. I mean, you can see it on the news every day. They lie about everything. And they're promoting fear all the time. Oh, we're going into World War III. All this, all that. The Bible says there'd be rumors of wars. Amen? I'm not saying that we are in a war. We are in an emotional war right now. We're in a data information war. We are in a biblical time of war, but it's political. Does everybody understand it? The political war are warring against each other. But everything is being exposed. People are being persecuted all over the world. Christians are being persecuted all over the world. Man, you saw that in the Olympics. What persecution to Christianity? What mocking? And, you know, nobody gets away with it. God is not mocked. For every man sows to the flesh, he's going to reap. It's going to come back to them. Things are so abundantly overflowing in all areas, exposing wickedness. God's presence is being poured out more and more and more. So we're going to see the area of things being pushed back so we can step in. Right now, there is a big turn. We sing that song, Lord, Turn It Around. And he's turning things around tremendously. But we've got to cooperate with him. That's why these things are being released, so that we can combat against the spirit of fear. It's not only the spirit of fear, but it's the realities of fear, past, present, and future. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Bible says don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, whatever. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what the doctor says. Hello? People take everything for what they hear and what is said to them. And when they grab it, they hold on to it, and it imparts in them, and then it promotes fear. And then that one fear leads to another fear and another fear. Now they're in multiple realities of fear. We must step out of these things. We must combat these things. We must remove these things and replace them with the presence of God and the love of God. Because his perfect love casts out all realities of fear. We are in a great time right now. People are anxious. And then they tell you, you got to get prepared because of this, this, and that, whatever. It's promotion of fear. Hello? We don't have to be prepared for nothing. We're predestined to be prepared. The only thing we need to carry is God's presence, His word, and stand on His promises. That's what we need to constantly carry so we can constantly combat. Why? Because everything's working to the good for us. Whatever you lack won't be lacking. The Lord is our shepherd. We will not lack. That's what His word says. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're more than a conqueror. And if God be with us, who can be against us? Oh man, what are you going to do if this happens or that happens? Who cares? Let it happen. I'm covered. I'm covered by the blood. You're covered by the blood. We have a covenant with the God creator that created all things, holds everything. His word supersedes any words. Hello. Supersedes. That's why we walk in supernatural fear. It's the reverence and honor and respect of Him. Not of this world. Not of this reality. He has brought it so it can come into this reality through me and you so the world will see it. Amen? So be careful what comes out of your mouth and be careful what you agree with because it's going to escalate. It's going to escalate. So God is preparing us. Amen? Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you that fear is underneath our feet, but the reverence to you is always before us. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the warning and protection. And we ask, Lord, that you'll give us the realities with true impartation of these multiple realities of fear so that we may combat them, be alert, and be aggressive in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.